Hello, Ego.
Hello, my name is Fernando, and I have just one question survey for you today. I'm calling because Arlington, Alexandria, and Fairfax County need your help. We have the highest crime, highest rape, homelessness, prices, business failures, foreclosures, and bullying, and lowest education performance and home affordability ever in the history of our Northern Virginia community. 1 in 6 girls are today raped and will continue to be sexually assaulted unless we stand up and protect them. Jerry Torres is running for U.S. Congress in our 8th Congressional District community. He is not a politician. He is a global security CEO, humanitarian and law enforcement expert, and war veteran, and desperately needs you to help to save our community. Please just check him out on our website, www.torresuscongress.com. And I have just one question for you.
Ho.
Name is Jerry Torres. Jerry Torres is running for U.S. Congress.
T-O-R-R-E-S?
Correct, with double R.
And he's running for Congress for U.S. or U.S. Congress for Virginia or what?
Yeah, in Arlington, Alexandria, and Fairfax County.
Thank you. Okay, well, that helps me. Thank you. Now I'm on the same page.
Yes, thank you, sir. And I have just one question for you. What are your biggest concerns about? What are your biggest concerns about our community and nation, so Jerry can understand and help?
Oh, sir, that's a big question. I might have a 100-page answer.
I know all are important, but your biggest concern, the most important issue right now, your community and the nation.
I would say schools.
Schools?
What do I mean by that, when I say schools? Youth, basically. Youth.
Correct.
Schools.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to try and answer that, if you give me a second here, with a little detail.
No problem.
The world is changing quickly. Technology is a part of that. The world of 10 years from now is going to be very technology dependent. It's basically, technology is part of this, right? In the future, that's what I'm referring to.
Correct.
So, I think we're going to have a lot of people who are not employable.
Okay.
I think we're going to have... maybe that's a strong word, but they're not, their jobs are going to be changed because of, technology. And, I think that the English language, good communication, I mentioned schools, is a necessity, right, for clarity, for good business, right? And I think we have a lot of people in, in high school who... need an extra year, or you might say, the teachers might need a raise. Maybe that's a good thing too. I think we're losing good teachers. I think COVID was a real strain. I think the high percentage of non-English speakers in the schools makes it very difficult. So,
I know all are important, concern in one word.
Yeah.
These concerns, maybe schools, indoctrination in schools, safety, high prices, homelessness.
No, I would say no. It's like it comes. In some ways, it comes down to education, particularly English language. English language. People are not communicating well in the English language. Does that help you?
Correct. Yes, sir. It's perfect. And thank you so much for your opinion. And thank you
by
for
the way,
your help.
Let me ask you, what's your opinion on that question?
Actually, I need to read everything verbatim, sir. And your opinion is important right now, okay? But thank you for your help, sir. And thank you for your opinion. And have a great day. Thank you for your help.
Hey, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.